Okay, we will call to attention the special meeting of the Los Osos Community Services District Board of Directors. It's a special meeting Tuesday, February 7th, 2023. If you would join me for the flag salute, please. We'll get this meeting started.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Jen, over there?
Yes.
There's a stack.
Well, it's so long, I didn't want to print it all out. Okay, could we have a roll call, please, Carol?
Director Porcroy.
I'm here.
Director Gatchel. Director Womack.
Present.
Vice President Ohilski.
Present.
President Cessna.
Here. Okay, general action items, agenda 2A. Review of the emergency contracting procedures per public contract code 22050 and an update on the Vista de Oro incident. Mr. Munns.
Yes, thank you very much. We've been passing this resolution the past few weeks, so there's nothing new there for me to report, and we'll have that as a final action. I do have just a very brief update for the Vista de Oro incident. The Disaster Relief Center in San Luis Obispo will close on February 14th. So we're urging all residents that were impacted to visit the center. The message is that even if you don't want an SBA loan, you should go and apply for it because that's part of the FEMA process. And then that will open up other doors. So if you're watching or in the room, please go to the DRC. Did want to announce that the Los Osos Emergency Coalition has been formed to coordinate assistance to the impacted residents. This is a group of people from People Helping People, Los Osos Cares, LOCAC, Rotary, Kiwanis, and the Chamber of Commerce. They've been having organizing meetings, and it's kind of taking place or taking the place of the just show up volunteer work that's been done up there. So it's been a little more focused and trying to get it directed to the needs of the residents. There is a major fundraiser planned for February 26th at the community center. It sounds like an all day or from noon to six with music, food, silent auction run by People Helping People. It's gonna be a great opportunity for people that have had a chance to pitch in and help to donate. And then finally, there is now disaster information website that is being hosted by LOCAC. Again, this is a result of the Los Osos Emergency Coalition wanting to have a place for people to go to. That's all I have for updates. I don't know if we would like to take public comment now before we go to the action of adopting the resolution.
Do we have any questions, comments from the board on this update? Okay, public comment. We'll take public comment.
If you would like to make a comment, please come to the front. No public comment. No one, and no comment online.
Okay. Yeah, certainly the fundraiser at the end of the month is going to be a fun event. Lots of bands, a lot of activity. Just mark your calendar. Last Sunday, the 26th, I think it is.
Yes.
Yeah, there's going to be a lot of fun. The entertainment alignment alone is awesome. And the silent auction, I know, is going to be pretty special because there's a specialist running that kind of thing. Okay, so.
Okay, I'll make the motion for the fourth time on this one. And I think Matthew will second it for the fourth time. I recommend that the board adopt resolution 2023-10, reaffirming the delegation authority to the general manager or his designee pursuant to the public contract code section 2205 subsection B to enter into emergency public works contracts.
I'll second that motion.
Okay. This is
roll call
vote. We need a roll call
vote. Okay. Yeah, it is a resolution. Please.
Vice President Ohilski?
Yes.
Director Forkroy?
Yes.
Director Gatchel? Director Womack?
Yes.
And President Cessna?
Yes. So that passed unanimously, and we'll move on to agenda item 2B, adopt resolutions number 2023, 11, and 12, approving emergency non-competitive contracts for MNS Engineers and Yay and Associates. This is regarding the reconstruction of the retention basin. And these are some FEMA requirements, I think, or maybe number three is in particular, but we need to move ahead with these competitive, non-competitive bid contracts, Mr. Munz.
Correct. You know, we are in an emergency. Excuse me. You know, we and staff is not comfortable having the basin in the state it is right now. We're not through the rainy season. You know, we had over an inch of rain Saturday night. That could have been a larger event. So we're moving forward as an emergency to get that repaired as soon as possible. Now, these two consultant services, M&S Engineers and Yane Associates, they have been on at the site since day one or the day after the incident on January 10th and have helped us go through the interim response that we did and now are working on the permanent repair. I want to say that this is consistent with district procurement policy for non-competitive contract awards. They both are qualified consulting firms, both have posed a reasonable cost for service based on our experience with other consulting jobs where we've used consultant services, and that three, both A and B are really, since they have been on the job since the beginning, they have a unique knowledge base for what's going on up there. Plus this is an emergency that will not permit delay. So it is consistent with our policies. Going a step further, it's a little harder with FEMA, their guidelines and requirements, though one of the pieces for doing non-competitive contracts does say that if it's an emergency or an exigency, it's a new word for me, there's a slight variation. An emergency is more of a longer term. You could, if the repair is not immediate, needed immediately. The exigency is meaning that it needs to be repaired in a more expedient manner.
We're still in the rainy season.
Yes, and we're still in the rainy season. And so it's to avoid, prevent, or alleviate serious harm or injury, financial or otherwise, to recipients or sub-recipients. So it does qualify under the FEMA guidelines as well. I did put in some numbers. With the Yang Associates and MS Engineers proposals, which I put copies of. I just got those really back this morning. So you can see the type of work. The Hartzell construction is still estimated because until Hartzell understands what the design is, they can't give us an exact cost. So that's still a ballpark, that's $630,000, but I think it's gonna be pretty close to that. I did want to stand corrected, as pointed out to me by our finance person in the audience, that I did added that up wrong in the staff report and that the true total is the $761,906. So that is the corrected total there.
At least the number went down.
Exactly. So with that, I am asking the board to approve the resolutions that allow for us to do this non-competitive contracting. And I'll answer any questions.
How much, this is serious business moving forward. It's a big deal. How much of an opportunity is there for us to interact with the people as the consultants, as this report, the reports are generated?
What kind of interaction did you have in mind?
I guess I want someone to look at drafts. Maybe I don't know.
The schedules, of course, you know, accelerated.
Yes.
That said, we're not probably going to have plans and specs until beginning of March, and then it'll take 2 to 3 weeks to actually construct whatever the design is. There will be options laid out by Yeh and Associates, Judd Keene, and we'll have to choose what we feel is the best long-term option to secure that basin wall for the future. So it's, I'm not looking at this as like a Band-Aid. It's not like something we're going to put up and it'll need to be rebuilt at some point in time. This will be something that will last.
All the more reason, I think, for making sure. That and so I'm wondering if, because that's a tight time frame for the board to be meeting and considering and taking action, would an ad hoc committee bring comfort along the way that
well, I think that's the board's decision. You know, we're hiring experts to design and make recommendations on what to build.
I'd like to add to that. The geotech is going to give us a geotechnical report, which is going to be their observations, the data they've collected, and their recommendations. From that, MNS is going to complete a design and detailed drawings that we can use for getting permitted if we need to, or go to construct and or construct off of. That's kind of the chain of events. I feel like it's very important that we spend time looking and understanding the geotechnical report and the recommendations that are being given. Typically, what I see professionally is several options or even a spectrum of possibilities. And maybe they have this dialed in already. I don't know. I haven't been in contact with Yeh about this project. But to me, that's where you spend the time to review and make sure that the board understands, you know, at least to some degree. It's a little bit technical, but it's the risk that we're taking, or not taking, like what we're doing, what preventative measures we're doing to correct not only what is glaringly obvious, but what maybe some things additional that come out of the geotechnical report. So that's where I see effort needed. And to me, that's the really important part, is that we get our, there's a chance to really review that and discuss it before we spend all the money on drawings.
What are you suggesting then?
I don't think those two things should happen in exactly parallel. I think there should be some sort of draft or something so everybody understands what we're deciding.
You need to tell me what you want to.
Okay, yeah, I understand that. I understand that. I'm trying to get back to the time frame of when we were expecting reports, when you wanted the board to approve reports. Is there going to be time for us? I'm comfortable sitting on an ad hoc with you because I spent a lot of time, 35 years with Caltrans, looking at engineering reports and geotechnical reports and then making assessments about impacts on communities and risk assessment. So if that brings comfort to the board, I don't have a problem with that. I don't know how it fits in with the time frame. That's all I want to make sure of.
Well, it's whatever time frame you want.
Quick. I mean, but comfortable. I mean, we like you said, this is a permanent, it's not a Band-Aid.
Yeah, I'm not at all suggesting that the professionals we're hiring are not professional. They are. But I think that if we're the representatives of the community, then we better understand what we're doing before we do
it. Well, then I would suggest maybe an ad hoc committee. Because Matthew, you're the most qualified, and Chuck, you've had the experience. And if that makes the board more comfortable, that's fine.
As far as schedule, if you look at this one, they have a design kickoff, a 60% design review, and a 90% design review.
Yeah.
60% is pretty far along.
Well,
I
See, what he said to move the project forward and ensure the district is informed and in concurrence. So,
well, but this is what you're looking at is the civil firm.
Right.
And their scope is different than the geotechnical firm.
Right.
So the geotechnical report would inform the civil company
right.
what to design.
I understand.
So that. By the time we get to that 60%, in my mind, we've already looked at the geotechnical report. Agreed with its findings.
You've agreed with the alternative moving forward. Well, at 60%, you're
the scope of here's what we're doing.
Yeah.
To me, that would make a lot of sense is to spend some time and maybe a sit down with the to answer any questions with the geotech firm, just to make sure that we as representatives understand what we're building. We can if it's an ad hoc committee, then we can come report that to the board.
Yeah. I mean, they're talking about submitting a report about a month from now, or pardon me, 2 months from now. So.
Well, that should leave us plenty of time then to sit down with them before they bring something to the board. So I would think the sooner the better.
Yeah, it says a draft report in 6 weeks, a final report in 2 weeks, okay. Or two additional weeks. Pardon
two
me.
Additional weeks, yeah.
It's
not unusual for design reviews to start at 30%. They started at zero. So I know they've developed something appropriate, but I want to make sure the board's comfortable. And maybe one meeting we could set up with them, ad hoc committee, coming up within the next couple of weeks, Matthew and I, and that shouldn't be hard to arrange.
We could have a kickoff meeting.
Yes. Okay, we'll include that sort of thing. I don't know if that needs to be part of our motion or not. How do you think they're going to feel? I mean, it's just really.
I don't think they'll have a problem.
Okay.
They're used to that.
Yeah, I would think so. I would think they'd want an engaged client.
Yeah. So I don't think you need to make a motion. You can just.
No, we're going to approve the.
President, you're going to appoint an ad hoc committee.
Yes.
For lack of a better word, oversight of the process.
I don't think that's wrong.
Ad hoc? We'll have another emergency meeting before any of these reports are due, and we'll investigate this issue. And
we have an informal working group. Part of the ad hoc,
we don't need to vote on an ad hoc committee, though.
No, he appoints.
So right.
Why do you need to agendize it?
Well, like when he appoints the committee members to agendize.
Well, we can do that. Yeah, we'll have an emergency meeting. We'll bring this back next week too. No, I want to make sure that we're proceeding properly. Absolutely. But I want
to.
Okay. So at this point, we'll entertain a motion regarding the resolutions 2023. Oh,
public comment.
Do we have public comment on agenda item 2B? I think that's where we're at.
Or not.
If you are in the boardroom and you would like to make a comment, please come to the podium. And there was no one online.
I entertain a motion then.
I recommend the board adopt resolution 2023-11 and 2023-12. Approving non-competitive contracts with MNS Engineers and Yay Associates.
I'll second your motion.
We need a roll call vote, please, as these contain resolutions.
Director Womack?
Yes.
Director Forkroy?
Yes.
Director Gatchel? Vice President Ohilski?
Yes.
President Cessna?
Yes. So we will move ahead to general action item 2C. This is to adopt the FEMA designation of the applicant's agent's resolution for California Office of Emergency Services ID number DR4683. It's basically to make Ron our point of contact, I think.
Right. And I'm glad I stumbled onto this one. So many requirements.
It's a lot to stumble in.
Yes, it is. There's actually a applicant briefing meeting tomorrow out at the County Office of Education. And one of the things they listed is, oh, you need to have one of these. And so here we are tonight. It is a requirement that the board designate an agent to be in order to obtain federal financial assistance or any federal financial assistance in the future. So it's fairly straightforward in terms of it was a fillable PDF. That's why it looks so funny in the board packet. And I can answer any questions.
No questions from the board. It seems public comment on this agenda item 2C. Oh, you did. Okay.
Microphone, please.
We're designating Ron to act on that page, but there's no alternate if he's sick or gone or something. How do we deal with that?
He's a superhero.
No, I'm being serious here.
Can we make Matthew the alternate in this instance?
I would be fine with that.
And also, shouldn't Ohilski be vice president on the next page?
Yeah.
Which one?
On the
if you read the directions.
Okay.
Since Chuck's going to sign it, they need to know who he is. He's the president. The other ones, everyone else are just directors.
Okay.
And they only asked for three, but so I just
that's did fine. President, that's a good three.
Vice president.
Oh, yeah, I noticed. Yeah, that too. Yeah.
There's nothing so personal, Chris.
Can we go back to my question?
Yes, I'm sorry.
So couldn't we or shouldn't we like put
well,
Matt what you'll the notice, alternate just in case?
What you'll notice is it's general manager. It isn't Ron Munns.
Right. So
it needs to be whatever position. And that's because if I leave, the next general manager
right.
would have that same authority.
No, I'm just saying if you were sick or something.
So, yeah, we just need to, if you want to put in an alternate, we just need a name, a director.
Yeah.
If we put director, then any five of us could be a director, right?
Yeah, that's going to be you.
Yeah, that's the easiest way. Okay. We'll just leave it there.
Just saying there should be an alternate.
Right.
Something.
Right. You know better
what's going on. So you can keep Matthew up to speed and then...
Ron's not going anywhere.
I just want to have.
Yeah, I feel comfortable putting director in the second line.
Yeah,
so okay. I feel that. More comfortable putting Matthew, but it says title.
Director.
Just put director.
We all know which one.
Yes. It's on record. So let's see. Have we taken public comment? Excuse me. Let's go to public comment for agenda item 2C.
If you would like to make a comment and you're in the boardroom, please come to the podium. And there is no one online. No.
Richard Margetson, now that you've opened this discussion, is there a time frame for how long this is valid? Does it have to be?
3 years.
3 years. Okay.
It says 3 years.
Okay. I didn't read it all.
Yeah.
I kind of have a question.
Okay.
Are we done with public comment though? There's no one online. What are we expecting any rain between now and I'm a little worried about the timeline.
We don't know.
That's okay. Sprinkles on Saturday is the last update. I'm not
so worried about.
Yeah.
But
Ron worries about everything.
Atmospheric river would be a problem. Like what do we do?
Same as we did January 14th.
That's right.
Yeah.
Okay.
We're in better shape right now than we were on January 14th.
Yes.
Because the system is basically been tested and it works.
Yeah.
We didn't know if it was going to fail or not.
That's so what the K-Rail is all about.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
I did have a question. So you have there's a meeting tomorrow. Can you explain that timeline? I'm a little just.
I'll find out more tomorrow.
Oh, okay.
You know, this is my understanding is we have to submit something to FEMA, the project and the cost by February 16th. So tomorrow's the applicant briefing. That means
okay.
Probably going to be a bunch of us there to kind of get the timeline and the next steps. My understanding from a past webinar is once we submit something, they actually assign a person to you.
Okay.
And that is going to help.
But we, and I'm just trying to like rectify in my brain, because I know that you sent in something to them. Was that just like an estimate off the cuff, basically?
And it was, part of that was, well, it was twofold. Part was for the county or for FEMA to see what the disaster costs were going to be in the county. So everything that went in added up to a threshold that kicked us over the top.
Right.
The other part was that, yes, we are going to submit something, and that was a preliminary estimate.
I got you.
Yeah, so that got us into the queue. I've got a portal email, or not email, web address that I go through, and I'm filling out the form right now.
Okay, and then got it. So then tomorrow you'll learn what needs to happen for the 16th, basically.
Exactly.
Okay. That I was kind of curious, like, what the first thing was.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
But don't miss any of your Water Resources Advisory Committee meetings or any of the normal stuff that goes on. Thank you.
You have UAC tomorrow?
No, next week. This is the week off.
Well, actually, this is our last item, right?
Yes.
So I did want to ask, just, I know this is putting a ton of extra work on you, and I really appreciate everything you've been doing, Ron. Do you need help? Do you need, like, for instance, would it be helpful to have Laura here more often? Is there things that we could do as a board or help decide that would help alleviate some of this for you?
Yeah, Laura and I talked about that, and we'll see. You know, 2 weeks ago, I probably would have said, yeah, I need help. But now I'm kind of into a rhythm.
Okay. No sleep thing has kicked in.
We had the music festival.
Well, what would your wife say? Would she say you need
help? Oh, don't talk to her.
Okay. but sincerely, not.
That's no, a great, I great understand. Question.
You know, the hard parts have been like, you know, our last week board agenda. You know, that was a push, but
there was a lot on it.
There was a lot on it. Things that had to get done, sure. And so. You know, that was difficult. Laura and Adrian helped a lot on the financial stuff, so I didn't have to really think about that. So those are the kind of things that it's keeping our business going, because we have a lot of important things, that we had going prior to this, you know, disaster. So
sure.
I'll reach out.
Okay.
I promise that.
Okay. 'Cause I tend to be more like, I come at it from like, well, just see if you like get the help and then see if you need it, and if you don't, mm-hmm. then you could, but you know, that's up to you. But I know for me, I have no problem in us spending some extra funds to help
to bring in
some temp help and to normalize what's going on. So
okay, well, let me think about that, because you know, it's just things, you know, we've got BMC things going. I'm working with National Estuary Report program for grants. I'm working with the State Water Board for grants. I've got a lot of grant stuff going as well.
So
let me think about it.
Okay.
Yeah, even if it's bring her in for the week that we have the meetings, or mm-hmm. I'm in agreement that, you know, if you need to spend for some airfare, that would be well spent.
I appreciate that.
Whatever.
Yeah, any kind of,
because we have budget coming.
Yeah, I mean, I'm probably gonna bug you about this like more, but I just wanted to, I know you can do it all. That's not what I'm saying. It's just I want to make sure that we're supporting you.
I really appreciate that. Thanks.
Yes, thank you, Matthew. So with that, two things to think about. The LOCAC website has a link to the Los Osos Emergency Coalition. So if there are needs, there are donations, anything that you want to know about the relief effort that's going on, you'll find it there. Phone numbers to call, that kind of thing.
We didn't have a motion.
Yeah, we need to do this motion real quick, Chuck.
Is that important?
I recommend the board adopt a FEMA designation of applicants agent resolution for California Office of Emergency Services, ID number DR 4683.
Second.
And as amended with the.
And as amended.
Thank you.
Yep.
Second.
This is a resolution. We will need a roll call vote.
Roll call. Okay, Director Forkroyd.
Yes.
Director Gatchel. Director Womack.
Yes.
Vice President Ohilski.
Yes.
President Cessna.
Thank you. Yes. Thank you for all keeping me in line and remembering the business at hand. Yeah, the LOCAC website has a link to phone numbers and where you can. That's good. On the 26th, be at the community center all day, fun. And meeting is adjourned. Thank you.
I can make one quick comment.
Yes.
Annette Sheely's here, who's been so instrumental in helping organize volunteers. So I just want to recognize her and thank you so much.
So wonderful. Yeah. To pick up something that just because you wanted to. Thank you. It's turned into something good. Today was a good meeting. And